Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, here we go. Quincy coming up in 3, 2, 1. Joining us now is University of Miami defensive end Quincy Roche, transferred in using the transfer portal. Quincy, welcome to Miami.
Hey, thank you. Glad to be here.
You started off at Temple. We were talking about this off the air. There's a little bit of a difference between Miami in February and Philadelphia in the wintertime, isn't there?
It's a big difference. You know, I haven't had to wear my coat yet, so, you know, I'm loving it.
You can put that coat away, get used to wearing flip-flops. Why was coming to the University of Miami, why was this a good spot for you as a defensive lineman?
Obviously, it's a very historical program. A lot of great history here. A lot of greats have played here. And, you know, it's a similar system to what we ran at Temple. You know, it's a high-intensity defense, high-effort, aggressive defense. So I thought I really fit in well. I thought I fit in well with the guys. I thought I fit in well with the system. And it seemed right for me.
This is a system where you can rush the quarterback.
Yes, yes.
You probably like that, right, getting to the quarterback and getting him on the ground.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be able to rush the quarterback. You know, I'll be able to show some film in space. So a lot of different things. So I'm just excited, and I'm looking forward to this opportunity.
A lot of people have talked about forming a dynamic duo with you on one side, Greg Rousseau on the other side. Jafari Harvey figures in that mix as well. So you do have some guys, including yourself, that on the edge can get to the quarterback.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited, and I think they would say the same thing. To be able to play around great talent, you know, I think it's going to make all of us better. You know, we can learn from each other, and I'm just ready to get it rocking and rolling.
Was it important for you to get to a Power 5 school to also improve your skills?
Yes, I think that out of the group of five conferences, I think that American is the best conference, and so I wasn't willing to transfer across conferences. Power 5 was really the only option. And I think that being here in Miami is the best fit for me, and I'm just looking forward to maximizing this opportunity.
Quincy Roche, Hurricanes defensive end, is our guest. One of the things that they would often say about Temple football is their toughness. It was a hard-nosed, tough, physical team. Is that something that you want to bring to this squad, toughness, an edge, and a physicality?
You know, we had a great saying that's true, that we used to say we're the hardest, toughest, most competitive team in the country. And we really believe that there. And so I'm just looking forward to coming in here, exhibiting, working hard, being tough and being competitive every day, and leading by example so I can come in and make a difference in this program.
Are you excited about the chances and the possibilities of playing a Florida State, a Virginia Tech, a North Carolina?
Yes. Big dream of mine, you know, to play against some of those schools. You know, you watch them on TV growing up. So it's a big dream of mine. And like I said, I'm just excited, man. You know, I love football. I love to play football. And to be able to play against those guys, I think it'll just bring more passion and more hunger to the game, to my game.
And all that being said, lo and behold, the first game of the year is against Temple.
Yeah, man, it's a unique scenario. It's a unique situation.
Now, I would imagine you know those guys on offense.
Yeah, you know, I'm practicing against them every day. You know, I'm really close with everybody on the team, you know, as a leader in that program. Really close with everybody, you know, but I wish everybody the best, you know, and everybody wishes me well. Sometimes, you know, it happens this way. And, you know, I'll get their best and they'll get my best, you know. But I'm a Miami Hurricane now, and I'm really looking forward to going 12-0 and maximizing this opportunity.
How about playing for Coach Diaz? How important was that to you?
You know, I really like this style. I like what he stood for. I thought he was a good guy. I thought he was a family guy. So, you know, that's right down my alley. And I just, like I said, I really thought this would be a great fit. I thought it'd be a place where I could come in and it'd be a smooth transition. So, you know, like I said, I'm just looking forward to this opportunity.
I don't know, because he's only been on the job for a couple of days, if you had a chance to interact with him, but certainly during the course of the year you will. Miami does have a chief of staff position, and it's Ed Reed, a former Hall of Famer, played for the Baltimore Ravens, of course, a former Hurricane. That has to be nice, I would imagine, from a player from your perspective, a guy that's in his last year, to be able to pick the brain of a guy who played in the NFL at a very high level.
Yeah, not only that, just being a kid growing up in Baltimore, you know, was my favorite NFL team. You know, watching him and Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs lead that defense, those guys are role models for me growing up. So to be able to, you know, meet him and realize how good of a guy he is, it's just like a dream come true. And like I said, I think this whole transition will be really smooth, and you know, I'm just looking forward to maximizing the opportunity.
You're not the only player the University of Miami got from the American Conference in the transfer portal. Derek King from Houston. Now, did you guys you had to play against each other, right? Did you chase him down?
Yeah. we had a couple run-ins during that game. But, you know, he's a really talented player. I actually got a sack that game. But he's a really talented player, probably one of the most talented players I've played against in college. Very dynamic with his feet, very dynamic with his arm. And, you know, I'm really glad I don't have to play against him.
Yeah, I was going to say now, guys are trying to sack him. What's it going to be like for him to be in this offense and with his athletic ability?
I think it'll do wonders for our offense here. I think it'll bring a dimension that, you know, that's hard to stop, you know, because trying to stop somebody through the air is one thing, but trying to stop their feet is another thing. So it just brings a whole new dynamic to the offense, which in turn will help the defense.
How much time have you been able to spend with your new teammates, especially on the defensive side?
A lot of times. A lot of time. You know, some guys on the D-line, Nesta, Greg, Jalen Phillips, you know, they welcome me with open arms. And I'm just looking forward to come in with the guys, start building chemistry, and, you know, start building something special here.
Spring football is going to start here in just a matter of weeks. It's going to actually start in February. What do you want to get accomplished in spring football?
Coming in, you know, I just want to earn the respect of the guys. You know, I want to start building chemistry, and I just want to show them that, you know, I'm not a guy who thinks anything's going to be given to me. I'm not a guy who dwells on the past. You know, I'm a guy that looks forward and is all about hard work. So I'm coming in every day with the mindset that I'm going to work hard, I'm going to be tough, I'm going to be competitive, just like before. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I want to make the best out of this opportunity.
This is a pretty simple question, but probably not an easy answer. Why are you a good pass rusher?
Because I'm willing to win on every down.
Have a certain move, a go-to move that you like, or is what do you think is the key to getting to the quarterback?
I think the key to getting to the quarterback is first your get-off. To get off the ball is half the battle. You know, you can work whatever move you want. You can be as strong as you want. But if you get off the ball slow, you're going to lose.
But there are guys that can get to the quarterback, but not everybody gets them on the ground. But you've been able to get guys on the ground.
Yeah, and that's probably the next most important thing to pass rush. You know, like I said, the moves and the hands and the hips, you know, that's a very small part of pass rushing. You know, your get off is very important, and finishing after you work your move is the next most important thing. You know, a lot of people struggle with the finishing part. You want to finish, and that starts in the off season. You want it to be muscle memory. And any drill you do, you want to work finishing and bursting. And so those things, those small things, are what translates into success on the football field.
Quincy Roche, you look good in the green and orange. How does it feel?
It feels good, man. You know, I'm really excited. You probably can tell, but I'm really excited about this opportunity.
Thank you for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.